Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding like a drum solo in your chest, palms are sweating like you just ran a marathon, and you feel this wave of overwhelming dread? Yeah, we've all been there. It's anxiety, folks, and it can really hijack our lives if we let it. But guess what? We don't have to be its prisoners. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome fear and anxiety, turning that roller coaster of emotions into a smooth ride. Let's get real for a second. Our world is constantly throwing curveballs at us, deadlines, relationships, social pressure, the news cycle, you name it. It's no wonder our minds sometimes go into overdrive. But here's the thing, fear and anxiety are often fueled by what-ifs and assumptions, not facts. They thrive in that shadowy land of uncertainty where our imaginations run wild. So how do we conquer this beast? Here's the game plan. First up, acknowledge and accept. Pretend your anxiety is a house guest who overstayed their welcome. You're not going to kick them out by ignoring them or pretending they're not there. Instead, say, "Hey, I see you. I acknowledge that you're here, but I'm in control of this house." This simple act of recognition can be surprisingly powerful. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Think of anxiety like a mischievous gremlin whispering lies in your ear. When those thoughts pop up, "I can't handle this. What if everything goes wrong?" Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this? Or is it just my imagination running wild? Often, the answer is the latter. Practice mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on your anxious mind. Focus on your breath, your senses, the present moment. There are tons of great mindfulness apps and techniques out there. Find one that works for you. Move your body. Ever noticed how a good workout can melt away stress? Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural mood boosters. Plus, physical activity can help distract your mind from anxious thoughts. Finally, build a support system. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Ever felt like you were on stage with an audience judging every little move? That feeling of public speaking anxiety is super common, but it doesn't have to control you. Imagine this, you're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you can practically hear the crickets chirping in the silence. Instead of letting those anxieties take over, try these tips. Practice beforehand. Rehearse until you feel comfortable with the material. Visualize success. Picture yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation. Focus on your message, not the audience. Remember why you're giving this talk and connect with your core purpose. And here's a little secret weapon. Humor. Adding a touch of humor can ease tension and make your presentation more relatable. Just keep it appropriate and relevant to your topic. So, what are our key takeaways today? First, acknowledge those anxious feelings, but don't let them define you. Second, challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Practice mindfulness to stay grounded in the present moment. Get moving. Exercise can be your anxiety-busting superpower. And lastly, build a support system. Reach out to others who understand what you're going through. Remember, conquering fear and anxiety is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with each step you take towards understanding and managing these emotions, you'll feel more empowered and capable of living a fulfilling life. Now go out there and rock your world. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of courage. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback helps others find this podcast. And let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag OverthinkingCure. Until next time, keep those minds quiet and those spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.